All right, so are you ready for this?
Always.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Today we're heading to Namibia for a pretty special sunset.
Ooh, I love a good sunset.
Me too, but this one's supposed to be next level.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, we're basing this deep dive on a tour company called Where to Go Namibia.
Okay.
They specialize in like these immersive experiences, and this one is all about seeing the sunset over the Namib Desert.
The Namib Desert.
Wow.
Right on the coast. So you've got these incredible sand dunes like right up against the Atlantic Ocean.
So it's like desert meets ocean.
Exactly. And apparently it's pretty mind-blowing.
I bet. I can only imagine the photos you could get there. Like,
oh, yeah. Their website is full of them. Like, seriously stunning stuff.
I can just picture it.
Like golden sand, rugged dunes, and then the vast ocean with the sun setting over it.
Oh, wow. That's got to be incredible.
And it sounds like they really know how to make the most of it.
What do you mean?
Well, they talk about taking you on this scenic drive along the coastline.
Oh, no. So you really get a sense of the scale of the landscape before you even get to the sunset spot.
Okay. That makes sense. Kind of sets the scene, you know?
Exactly.
But I'm curious, what makes this tour more than just, you know, a sunset viewing?
Well, that's what caught my eye, too. It's not just about the visuals. It seems like they actually teach you about the Namib Desert.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like its history, its ecosystem, the whole deal.
That's cool. I mean, I know deserts can be really diverse environments, but I don't know much about the Namib specifically.
Right. Well, according to Where to Go, it's actually the oldest desert in the world.
Wow. Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. And they talk about how it's home to all this unique wildlife that's adapted to these really harsh conditions.
So it's not just sand. It's like a whole world unto itself.
Exactly. And it sounds like they really help you understand how the desert and the ocean kind of interact and influence each other.
Okay. So it's educational too.
Yeah. Definitely not just a passive experience.
I like that.
But obviously the sunset is the main event here. So can you paint us a picture of what it's actually like being there?
Okay, so imagine this. You're on this beautiful stretch of beach, golden sand.
Mm-hmm.
The waves are crashing.
Okay.
And the sun is just starting to dip below the horizon.
Okay.
The sky is like exploding with color, all these oranges and pinks and purples.
Wow.
And it's reflecting off the sand and the water.
I bet it's like the whole world is glowing.
Yeah, exactly. And Where to Go actually positions you for the best possible view.
Oh, so it's not just like any random spot on the beach.
No, they've scouted out like the prime location.
That's smart.
Yeah, they know their stuff.
And while you're taking all this in, they're weaving in these interesting facts about the ecosystem.
Yeah, like how the plants and animals have adapted to survive in the desert.
And how the ocean currents affect the coastline.
Right. It's like a science lesson with the most epic backdrop ever.
Okay, I'm sold.
Right.
But I gotta ask, is it all about the perfect Instagram shot?
That's a good question.
Like, it sounds incredible, but are they going for something deeper than just, you know, getting a pretty picture?
It seems like it. Their website talks about understanding the soul of Swakopmund.
Oh, I remember seeing that.
Which I thought was a really interesting way to put it.
Yeah, it suggests they're trying to convey something more than just the surface level beauty.
Exactly. And they mention how the coastline has all this history and cultural significance.
Okay.
So it sounds like they share that with their guests, too.
I remember reading something about local flavors, too.
Oh, yeah. They definitely play that up.
Like, after a day of exploring the coast and then watching this incredible sunset.
Yeah.
I can imagine some local food and drinks would be the perfect way to end things.
Totally agree. And it's not just any food and drink. It's very specifically chosen to be part of the experience.
No. How so?
Well, for one thing, they talk about this tradition in Namibia called sundowners.
Sundowners, okay.
Yeah, it's like a ritual of enjoying drinks as the sun goes down.
Makes sense.
And they actually serve this drink called a rock shandy.
A rock shandy? I've never heard of that.
It's a mix of lemonade, soda water, and bitters.
Sounds refreshing.
It is. And sometimes they add a splash of Angostura bitters,
mm-hmm.
which gives it this really unique flavor.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued.
And they pair it with these traditional Namibian snacks.
Mm.
So you're really getting a taste of the local culture while you're enjoying this incredible sunset.
Okay, so it's like they've created this multi-sensory experience.
Exactly.
You're seeing these breathtaking views, you're learning about the history and ecosystem, and then they bring in these local flavors.
Yep, it's about immersing you in the spirit of the place.
I love that it's more than just a tour. It's like a whole vibe.
Totally, and I think that's what makes it so appealing.
Yeah, you're not just passively observing, you're actively engaging with all your senses.
Right. And they even talk about how in Namibian culture, the sunset itself is seen as a time for reflection and connection.
Oh, wow.
Like it's time to appreciate the beauty of nature and connect with something bigger than yourself.
That's beautiful.
It is.
It's funny because we started this whole deep dive talking about those picture-perfect sunset photos, but it seems like that's just one layer of the
For
experience.
sure.
So, what stands out to you as the most unique aspect of this particular tour?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's the way they've woven together all these different elements,
Yeah.
the natural beauty, the cultural insights, the local flavors. It's not just one thing, it's the
Oh, a
combination.
whole package.
Exactly. And I think that speaks to a larger point about travel in general.
Oh, how so?
It's not just about ticking off destinations on a list.
Right.
It's about having these experiences that touch you on multiple levels and leave you feeling enriched and inspired.
Totally agree.
It's about coming away with a deeper understanding of a place, its people, and even yourself.
I love that.
Me too.
Yeah.
And you know, reading about this tour made me think about something.
Oh, what's that?
A lot of times we talk about capturing the moment with photos,
Yeah.
but sometimes the most powerful moments are the ones we simply experience and let wash over us. Like watching the sunset, you don't always need a camera to truly appreciate its beauty.
So true. Sometimes we get so caught up in documenting everything that we forget to just be present and soak it all in.
Exactly. And I think that's what Where To Go in Namibia seems to understand.
Yeah.
They're not just giving you a photo op, they're inviting you to connect with something much deeper, something that stays with you long after the sun has set.
I like that.
Yeah.
This all makes me think about that phrase they use to describe Namibia,
Which one?
the smile on the face of Africa.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
It
evocative.
really is.
Makes you think of a place that's warm and welcoming and full of joy.
It does. And from everything we've read about this sunset experience, it definitely seems like they've captured that spirit.
Okay, I'm officially adding this to my travel bucket list.
Me too.
And even if we can't all hop on a plane to Namibia right now, it's inspiring to see how much thought and care they've put into creating this experience.
Absolutely.
It's a reminder that travel can be so much more than just sightseeing, for it can
Yeah.
be about truly connecting with a place. Well, on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this virtual journey to the Namibian coast. But before we do, I want to leave our listeners with a little something to ponder.
Ooh, I like it. Lay it on us.
Imagine you're standing on that beach in Swakopmund.
Yes.
The sun is dipping below the horizon, painting the sky with these incredible colors.
Okay.
The sand is warm beneath your feet. You can hear the waves crashing,
Yeah.
and you're surrounded by this vast ancient landscape.
Go on.
What feeling does that evoke in you? What would you take away from that moment?
That's such a great question to leave our listeners with.
You know, even though we've only explored this through Where to Go Namibia's website,
Right.
it really feels like we've gotten a taste of what makes the sunset experience so special.
I agree.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most powerful experiences are the ones we simply allow ourselves to feel.
Absolutely.
So if you're ever feeling like you need a little escape, a little dose of wonder,
Yes.
remember that there are places like Swakopmund out there waiting to be discovered. And who knows, maybe this deep dive will inspire you to seek out your own sunset adventure.
I hope so.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Hey, keep diving deep. They pair it with traditional Namibian snacks,
Yeah.
so you're really getting a taste of the local culture
Yeah.
while you're enjoying this incredible sunset.
So it's like they've created this multi-sensory experience.
Yeah.
You're seeing these breathtaking views, learning about the history and the ecosystem, and then they bring in these local flavors to round it all out.
Yeah.
It's more than just a tour. It's like they're immersing you in the spirit of the place.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes it so appealing. It's not just passive observation, it's an active engagement with all your
I like
senses.
that.
They even talk about how the sunset itself is seen as a time of reflection and connection in Namibian culture.
Oh, wow.
It's a time to appreciate the beauty of nature and to connect with something larger than yourself.
It's funny because we started this deep dive talking about those picture-perfect sunset photos,
My.
but it seems like that's just one layer of the
Right.
experience.
Yeah, for sure.
What stands out to you as the most unique aspect of this particular tour?
You know, for me, it's the way they've woven together the natural beauty, the cultural insights, and the local flavors.
Okay.
It's not just one thing, it's the combination that creates something truly special.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks to a larger point about travel in general. It's
So.
about more than just ticking off destinations on a list.
Right.
It's about having experiences that touch you on multiple levels and leave you feeling enriched and inspired.
I completely agree. It's about coming away with a deeper understanding of a place, its people, and even yourself.
And, reading about this tour made me think about something.
Oh, what's that?
A lot of times we talk about capturing the moment with photos, but sometimes the most powerful moments are the ones we simply experience and let wash over us. Like watching a sunset. You don't always need a camera to truly appreciate its beauty.
That's so true. Sometimes we get so caught up in documenting everything that we forget to just be present and soak it all in.
And I think that's what where Two Gun Namibia seems to understand. They're not just giving you a photo off. They're inviting you to connect with something much deeper, something that stays with you long after the sun has set.
This all makes me think about that phrase they used to describe Namibia, the smile on the face of Africa.
Oh, yeah, it's so evocative.
It really is. It makes you think of a place that's warm and welcoming and full of joy.
And from everything we've read about this sunset experience, it definitely seems like they've captured that spirit.
Okay, I'm officially adding this to my travel bucket list.
Me too.
And even if we can't all hop on a plane to Namibia right now,
Right.
it's inspiring to see how much thought and care they've put into creating this experience.
Absolutely.
It's a reminder that travel can be so much more than just sightseeing. It can be about truly connecting with a place.
Absolutely. And it's a reminder that there are still hidden gems out there waiting to be discovered. Places that offer something unique and authentic if we're willing to look beyond the surface.
Well, on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this virtual journey to the Namibian coast.
That sounds good.
But before we do, I want to leave our listeners with a little something to ponder. Okay, so imagine you're standing on that beach in Swakopmund.
Okay.
The sun is dipping below the horizon,
Yeah.
and the sky is just exploding with these incredible colors.
Right.
The sand is warm beneath your feet. You can hear the waves crashing,
Okay.
and you're surrounded by this vast ancient landscape.
I'm there.
What feeling does that evoke in you? What would you take away from that moment?
That's a good question.
It's something to think about, right?
It is.
Even though we've only explored this through Where to Go Namibia's website,
Right.
it really feels like we've gotten a taste of what makes the sunset experience so special.
I agree.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most powerful experiences are the ones we simply allow ourselves to feel.
Absolutely.
So if you're ever feeling like you need a little escape, a little dose of wonder, remember that there are places like Swakopmund out there waiting to be discovered.
For sure.
And who knows, maybe this deep dive will inspire you to seek out your own sunset adventure.
I hope so.
Until next time, keep exploring.
And keep diving deep.